Okay, so we have some familiar words over here. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikaymen. We understand it means no dessert after the Korban Pesach. But how do we touch the words over here? First, let's touch the word maftirin. In the first pshat, the Batanura says, it's a lashon of yaftiru besafa. You don't open up something new. In other words, after the Korban Pesach, we don't open a whole new phase of dessert. Another pshat, the Batanura brings from his Rebbeim, it's a lashon of hanifter mechavera, when you say goodbye to a friend. When we say goodbye to the Suda, we don't finish it with the afikoman. In other words, no dessert. You finish it with the Korban Pesach. Okay, that's the word maftirin. How do we touch the word afikoman? So in one pshat, the Batanura says, afikoman is from a lashon of take out your kelim. Afiku minaychu. Normally we would say, okay, take out your kelim, let's go eat someplace else. Let's go into the next room, let's have dessert, let's go to a friend and join him for the Suda. No, over here we don't do that. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoman. Nothing else after the afikoman. Why? Because I'm scared you're going to come to eat the Korban Pesach in two different places. According to this pshat, says the Batanura, as long as you're staying in one place, it's okay for you to continue eating other things. I just don't want you to go someplace else to eat it because I'm scared you're going to wind up eating the Korban Pesach in two different chaburais. But then the Batanura brings another pshat from the Gemara, that afikoman is a lashon of afiku minei mesika. See, in the times of the Gemara, as many people do nowadays as well, after the Suda, they bring in a whole table of desserts and all sorts of geshmaka sweet things. Not after the Korban Pesach. Afiku minei mesika, take away the sweet things. After you eat the Korban Pesach, you cannot eat peiros or other things, other desserts, even if you're staying in the same place, because I don't want you to lose the taste of the Korban Pesach from your mouth. And the Batanura says, v'chein ikur, this is the main pshat. Okay, what about the Zman HaZeh, that we don't have a Korban Pesach? Can I eat dessert afterwards? And the answer is no, because just like there's a din, that you wouldn't want to lose the taste of the Korban Pesach, we will apply the same to the matzah that we eat as afikoman. You have to eat a kazayis matzah at the end of the Suda when there's no Korban Pesach. That's in place of the Korban Pesach. And we also don't want you to have a different taste in your mouth. We want the taste of that matzah to stay in your mouth. The Teferes Yisrael brings from Rabbeinu Eliezer Ashkenazi in the Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem that the word maftirin and afikoman are both Greek words. Aftir is a lashon of tasting in the lashon of yavan. And afikoman is a lashon of dessert. So ein maftirin achar pesach afikoman. You can't taste any dessert after Pesach. And as the Batanura explains, if you don't have a Korban Pesach after the matzah, which represents the Korban Pesach. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, yashnu miktsasan. If some of the people sitting here by the chabura eating the Korban Pesach fell asleep. But not everybody fell asleep. Yechelu, when they wake up, they can continue eating. But kulan, if they all fell asleep, lo yechelu, they can't continue eating after they wake up. Why not? It's explained that if they all fell asleep, it looks like they're eating the Korban Pesach in two different places. If they all fell asleep, it's like they were Mesiach Das on the Korban Pesach. They're not thinking about it. I mean, most people, if you fall asleep in the middle of eating, it's like you're not eating anymore. Now they're waking up, they want to start again. That's like eating in two different places. Now, the Batanura explains it's a chum. It's not really eating in two places, but Chazal were concerned that it's similar to it. And the same is true, says the Batanura, for matzah bizman hazeh. Same is true for the afikoman. We treat it as if it was the Korban Pesach. If everybody falls asleep, you can't continue eating. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, well, it depends. There's falling asleep and there's falling asleep. There's like a shtickle dozing off a little bit. And then there's like a deep sleep. So Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Nisnam nemuf, they just like dozed off a little. Yechelu, they can continue eating. But near the move, they fell into a deep sleep, lo yechelu, they can't eat. You remember what the ship captain said to Yaina? Malacha near them, why are you in this deep sleep? Go out and call out to Hashem. Now, which case is Rabbi Yossi referring to? The Batanura says Rabbi Yossi is referring to the first part, the First Tana said that some of them fell asleep, and the others are still up, so they can continue eating. Kumtra Yaisini says, okay, if the others are still up, you can continue eating, but that's provided you just dozed off, not if you mamish fell asleep. So again, according to the way the Batanura learns Rabbi Yaisi, even if some of the members are up, if you fall into a deep sleep, it doesn't help. You can't continue eating. According to the Rambam, however, Rabbi Yaisi is referring to the Sefer. Rabbi Yaisi is coming to be more lenient over here. The first Tana says if everyone falls asleep, you can't continue eating. So Rabbi Yaisi, that's only a deep sleep. But even if everyone falls asleep, if they're all just dozing, then you could continue eating. That's how the Rambam learns Rabbi Yaisi. So what happens if you're sitting and eating the Karban Pesach L'maaseh and you fall into a deep sleep? It's telling this Machlokes Rishonim. We do Paschal like Rabbi Yaisi, but what does Rabbi Yaisi mean? Rabbi Yaisi draws a distinction between a deep sleep and dozing off. Is he going L'chumrah, that in a deep sleep you can't continue eating even if the others are up? Or is he going L'kula, that even if everyone fell asleep, if you just dozed off, you can continue eating? And even if you fell into a deep sleep, as long as others are up, you can also continue eating. The Mishnah Berurah says that L'maisa, this is in the Bir Halacha, Bizman Hazeh, when we're eating matzah, we unfortunately don't have the Karban Pesach, we can rely on the more lenient opinion. That is, that if you just dozed off, you can continue eating even if everyone is sleeping. And if you fell into a deep sleep, you can continue eating if someone is up. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikoimen. We had many different pshatim, but the bottom line is after the Karban Pesach, and as well as the matzah bizman hazeh, which we eat in place of the Karban Pesach, you can't have anything else. And the main pshat is, as the Bat Tanura said, that was the main pshat, because we want the taste of the Karban Pesach to stay with you. And bizman hazeh, we want the taste of the matzah to stay with you. If some of the people fell asleep, you can continue eating, as long as not everybody fell asleep, but if everyone fell asleep, we say that would look like you're eating the Karban Pesach in two different places. And therefore, you can't continue eating. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi says, if he just dozed off, he can continue eating, but if he fell into a deep sleep, he can't. According to the Bat Tanura, Rabbi Yaisi is referring to the first case, and he's going L'chumra. The Tanakhama told us, if you fall asleep, you can continue eating as long as someone else is up. Zok Rabbi Yaisi, not all the time, only if you dozed off. But if you fell into a deep sleep, then the fact that other people are up doesn't help. The way that Rambam learns, Rabbi Yaisi is going L'kula. If someone is up, some of the other Chabura people are up, doesn't make a difference what kind of a sleep you fall into, you can continue eating. But even this din that we say, that if everyone is sleeping, you can't continue eating, that's only a deep sleep. But if it's only a dozing off, then you can continue eating. We said from the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to the matzah, even though we treat the matzah like the Karban Pesach, but we go l'kula, and we say, even if everyone dozes off, as long as they're not in a deep sleep, even if everyone dozed off after a long Seder, you can wake up and can continue eating the Afikoman.